Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. We're on LI News Radio. I'm talking to Lisa Tyson. She is the director of the Long Island Progressive Coalition. This is an organization that's been around for a lot longer than I have, I think. How long have you been in the business?
37 years, I think.
No, not longer than me, but but a long time.
Yes.
And run by good people, all the people I remember. And, you know, David Spritzen's still with
yes,
you?
Yes, he's still with us. I'm still a board member.
Now that Mr. Lewis is gone, what do you, does he have a help out in any way?
Neil Lewis was never part of the organization.
Oh, okay.
It was Judy Pinullo was the past director before me.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. What was Neil doing?
Neil's with the Long Island Neighborhood Network, and now he's with Malloy Institute. I think both.
Yeah, and he can do both.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but he's a good man, too. I like him.
Yes.
And so, anyway, we were talking about the level of corruption in the state and how to combat it. One of the things that we were saying was that the term limits might be helpful, but more importantly, finance.
Campaign finance reform.
Let me tell you what I think about term limits and why I think it's effective. Suppose you have somebody who's really, really good in a position. You really don't want them to go away.
Right.
So what? What you do when you have a situation like that, you create a vacuum at the bottom for new people and new ideas. If that person is really good, he may move into a better position in a higher elected position. Whether he comes from the legislature and goes to the assembly, to the Senate, or from the Senate to the governorship, or to the controller's office, or whatever he does, he if he's good, his name won't be forgotten, and he will be successful at that too, most likely. So that's my argument for people who say we'd like to hold him in that position. Okay, so, but again, that's not really as important or nearly as important as the financing of the campaigns themselves. On any given day in Congress, the congressman is not in his office.
Nope.
He's out, rifling through somebody's rich pockets.
Yep. And dialing for dollars.
And if he's not doing that, he's doesn't get to keep his cushy job with a nice pension and everything else.
Exactly. The day after his election, he has to start his next election. It's only 2 years apart, which is a problem. I mean, to run every 2 years, I think that's an issue that really needs to be addressed, because you're always running for an election then. You're always thinking about, well, I can't actually do what I want to do.
What do you like to see in the terms of a congressman?
Four. I think personally, four years. Same thing with the Senate and the Assembly. I think four-year terms are really the key here.
Four-year terms.
Mm-hmm, and that's part of the corruption package.
And finance reform.
Yeah, publicly financed elections. Yes, I think that that's going to be a big reform. I think limiting the amount of money being raised overall is really important. The limits need to be lowered, you know. But I think in a publicly financed system like New York City system, where it's a 6-to-1 match, you have to get a lot of small contributions from your neighbors, from your friends, to show that you do have support in the community to actually run for office.
Right.
You know, that's the kind of system we need. We need for people, once they're in office, to actually do their jobs, to focus on the legislation that they're looking at, not just to have the staff read the bills. They need to actually read the bills. They need to have the conversations.
But I can't read the bills. I'm out trying to get money from you.
That's the problem. And I'm not giving you any money, because I've never given a dollar to a candidate, and that's something I'm going to stick to personally, unless it's a publicly financed system.
Actually, I'm not a giver either.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that. I would be glad to check off a box on my income tax and say,
exactly.
And say, I want to I want to give the limit that's allowed on the box,
exactly.
Which might be $10.
Exactly. And then, New York, Suffolk County had a system, but their problem is it was a check off when you do your mortgages. Most people don't pay their own mortgage. Their mortgage company does it. So it never raised the kind of money that they actually needed to do. But we do need it at all levels of government right now. Money in politics is really destroying this nation.
Well, make the argument that it's, I think.
Hey, what about Citizens United?
Yeah.
I mean, that is the worst thing that's ever happened. The amount of money that corporations are putting.
I don't see it that way. I think it's the best thing that happened recently. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
It took the covers off. It showed you how corrupt the system was.
Well, because they're going to give money. They're going to figure out ways. They're like ants trying to get to some food. They're going to figure out ways how to get to that food. If you make one burden, they're going to figure out another way. The amount of money the Koch brothers and others are pouring into elections to try to control things so that their companies continue to make more and more money.
You missed my point. What happened was there was this charade that there was
there
some
was
kind.
It's true. It's true.
There was this kind of finance, the control.
Right.
There was none.
Yeah.
Now it just made it blatantly outrageously bad.
Yep.
So that it pissed off a lot of people.
Yeah, but we don't see the change. People are outraged. I'm amazed at how many people talk about Citizens United, but yet we do not have the capacity to stop it and to overturn it, and we do need to do that. I mean, we need to be able to control the amount of money. And, you know, the problem is money is free speech. So, you know, you can't say you can't give your money. You know, you can't self-fund your own race.
I don't see that equation.
Well, unfortunately, that's the case, and that's why we can never say you can only be a publicly financed campaign. But if you opt out of that and you want to raise your own money, you could do that, and you have to just abide by the limits of the state or the federal government. So it's a tough system, but we need some major reforms. The system's broken.
Oh, one other thing I'd like to see. Don't bother me with all your bull from now into forever. 6 weeks before the campaigns, election, tell me all you want to tell me. 6 weeks, not 6 months, not 6 years.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, also we used to be able to have, you know, television time and debates and real debates. And you can actually understand candidates. Right now, you know, there's micro-targeting. You know, there's all these, you know, only certain voters are actually hearing. You know, if you're a prime voter, someone who votes every year, you know, maybe you're going to get communications, you're going to get the mailings bombarded. I mean, the same people get 10, 20 mailings for what? Does it really change someone's mind?
It keeps the post office in business.
It does. I believe in door-to-door canvassing, conversations.
Yeah.
That is the key. When you can really have a conversation, you can talk to someone on the phone and really understand their position and understand why it's important to vote in that election. That's really the key. These mailings, you know, are really incredible. And the commercials, the negative commercials. I mean, look at what we just saw with Kate Murray, which was also another amazing election. The Singus versus Murray campaign. No one ever thought Singus was going to win. And it was really showing you that the voters are smart. It was a small turnout, but those people who voted, Republicans voted for the district attorney, for a Democratic district attorney, because she was the right candidate. So it does give me hope in the system.
Now, who was doing the dirty campaigning over there? Murray?
Okay, Murray. I mean, the negative ads was incredible, and it just, there was so little content, because basically she had nothing to run on. She's never been in a courtroom.
Yeah.
How can you be the district attorney and you don't have the experience? They just thought her name recognition was so high, and it was. I'm a town of Hempstead resident. Everyone loves Kate Murray. She could have gotten any other seat.
I wasn't one of those who loved her. I've seen her stab people in the back.
Yeah.
She's not a nice lady, in my opinion.
Well, as we're also looking right now, the town isn't doing so well financially. We just lost another downgrade with Moody's. I mean, so everyone said, oh, and everyone's always told me, well, she keeps my taxes down. Well, she hasn't. It's been a charade game.
Yeah.
And now, you know, now after several years of the charade, we actually have to start paying.
Eventually, the piper comes.
Exactly. And if you keep hiring your family and your friends who don't do good work, all the patronage, which is the worst thing in government, corruption and patronage is just horrible.
Yeah, but he's my son.
Exactly. Well, that's what this was about. I mean, that's what this is about. We have to end patronage.
Well, did you hear that defense on Skelos?
Exactly.
You know, he was just helping his son.
That's all he was doing. Yeah. But meanwhile, he screwed every other person who he did not increase their minimum wage because he was fighting to stop them from making the money. But he was helping his son.
Yeah. And it's, I am enjoying the fact that Silva got convicted, even though we didn't get convicted of the worst crime.
Right.
He's essentially washed up.
Oh, yeah.
And he was such a louse, in my opinion, that, you know, it's good. And Mr. Skelos, who I really didn't have any strong feelings about.
But I did.
I knew he was in that room and he was negotiating things that weren't necessarily in our best interest. I just didn't know about what they were.
Yeah.
Now we know what they were.
Exactly.
And it's pretty disgusting.
It's deeper than we thought, because we thought it was only about the campaign contributions, but instead it was really doing the worst thing, really looking at his own personal life. That is not a public servant.
And by the way, I lost all kinds of respect for Skelos when I saw that the way he let that son run out of control.
Yep.
My son is a perfect gentleman. I want you to understand right up front. But if he was like that, he'd get his ears boxed.
Of course.
I would put that kid right in his place.
Of course you should. I mean, no one should abuse someone at work like that.
Yeah.
And then standing up and abusing that person back, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Really so horrible.
If there's poetic justice here.
There is.
And if you don't know that yet.
Don't worry. If you want to put some money down, I will tell you he is going to be guilty and he will have some time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lisa.
This has been a pleasure. This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking, and we're on LI News Radio, and I've been speaking to Lisa Tyson. Thanks again.
Thank you.